The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So let's return to the issue of giving a special VAT reduction on alcohol sales to the pub and restaurant trade. There's a reaction from Alcohol Action Ireland to that. We'll be hearing from it in a moment. But first, Padraig Cribben from the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Tell us about this campaign to reduce the VAT on alcohol. How would it work?
It would work very simply, Matt, that the VAT on alcohol sold for consumption on the on-trade would be reduced from its current level down to 9% for a specific period of time to allow businesses get back on their feet, to allow them to re-employ the 50,000 people that are engaged in the on sector. And it would allow, I suppose, a very simple, from an administrative point of view, boost to businesses that are going to be working at about 50% capacity once they return after this pandemic.
So let's, for the sake of argument, say the price of a pint is a fiver. 23% of that at the moment is made up of VAT. You want that reduced to 9%, is it?
That is, if you take, for example, the price of a pint is a fiver. Right now, there will be 94 cent VAT on that today. We're saying that should be reduced to 9%. But it is important to state that, and we have been very clear in our call for this and in any discussions we've had, that this is meant to be a stimulus for the business. It is not meant to be a demand stimulus.
So it's not a question of somebody going in and getting a cheaper pint as a result of it. You would pocket that money. This effectively would be a subsidy from the state to help you stay in business.
That is absolutely correct.
Una McKinney from Alcohol Action Ireland, what would be your issue with that?
Well, thanks for having us on, Matt. I think the first thing to say is that the idea that the state would subsidise the sale of alcohol while at the same time pursuing a policy whereby we're trying to ensure citizens drink less alcohol seems to me a slightly irrational proposal. Now, I accept that PORIC and the Vintners Association and the LBA have a difficulty. There's no question that there is a difficulty around a lot of businesses who have seen their turnovers disappear. But I just think in this particular instance, in a situation where the state is already paying $3.6 billion annually for the cost of alcohol harm, the consumer is paying at the point of purchase for the alcohol that they're already paying for, that we would subsequently give another further $143 million to the alcohol industry seems really irrational. And the idea that the alcohol industry itself is sitting on vast amounts of cash reserves, would it not be more pertinent for the LVA and the Vintners Association to seek better business terms from its producers, enabled to facilitate liquidity in their businesses and better cash flow?
What about that, Padraig Cribben? Would you be better off going to the likes of Diageo and Heineken and C&C and Irish Distillers and asking them to effectively float you the money on better terms for the purchase of stock rather than expecting the state to give you a bailout?
Well, first of all, Matt, just to correct something there, the state would not be subsidising alcohol. What the state would be doing would be taking less. I mean, as it stands today, for every euro that is taken in a pub, 28 cent of that euro in one way, shape or form goes to the government. So it's not a question of the state subsidising alcohol. The only place where the state subsidises the sale of alcohol is when supermarkets sell below cost. And that's an argument for another day. But the state, in that instance, actually subsidises the sale.
The question I put you, Padraig,
I'm going to answer that. What has happened over the last 3 to 4 months is that the suppliers have been absolutely supportive of the trade. They have taken back in the order of about 400,000 kegs of beer that were in the system as of March 15th. And not alone Obviously, there was the production cost of that. There was the logistic cost of getting all of that back. And bear in mind that those organisations also have had lost sales for the last 4 months, right across not just this market, but every market. They have been very, very supportive of publicans. We have been public in saying that. And we believe that there is a stimulus needed right across small businesses. And bear in mind that the members I represent, they're all small businesses representing right across the country, in every town and village. And those 50,000 people employed, they need to get back to work. But they won't get back to work without a level of support from government.
Well, Matt, I mean, they are going to get that. They continue to get the wage subsidy scheme, and there's talk in the stimulus package, which is to come out next week, presumably, of extending that. They're also already gaining in relation to holiday payments in relation to rates, and they're also talking about looking at the idea of whereby the delay in paying taxes wouldn't induce any penalty fines. So there's a number of measures and a whole range of other things, I'm sure, that can be done in relation to stimulus. And indeed, can I just say as well, I think given what has happened in the UK, whereby they have reduced the VAT, I think the government probably will move in the stimulus package to reduce VAT for hospitality and tourism products, but not alcohol. And that's what the UK did as well. They didn't reduce the VAT on alcohol. And they've done it for a very good reason, and that is because the price of what people are paying for alcohol, the price, the societal price for alcohol, is so high already. And this is a subsidy. There's no question about it. It's a subsidy to the vintners members and the Licensed Vintners Association.
But, Eunan, what about all the jobs in pubs, Eunan? What about all of those jobs and pubs? And, you know, if those pubs go out of business, is there not the danger that you will have more uncontrolled, unregulated consumption of alcohol in people's homes? And they'll be doing more of it because they'll be able to get the alcohol cheaper in supermarkets, that it might be safer to have them in the pubs.
Of course, and I agree, it's important that the pubs reopened, and I said that before, that in the context of, you know, getting the pubs to reopen safely and phased introduction of it was important and is important because we see it as an important part of regulating the control of alcohol, and I acknowledge that. But the government has a duty in relation to the stimulus of the economy to try and subsidise the jobs. That's what the wage subsidy scheme is there to do.
I'm afraid what about that, Padraig Cribbin? Are you not getting an awful lot, a range of supports at present without looking for more of them?
I'm afraid Eunan is quite conflicted in some of his arguments, to be honest with you, and there's certain contradictions in there. What we are actually saying here is that this is, and bear in mind that over half of the pubs in this country do not sell food, do not have accommodation. That's where we're very different from the UK. There's still a very high percentage of what's called wet pubs here. And a reduction in the VAT, what's called generally called the hospitality rate of VAT, does nothing for those businesses. And those businesses really need, they're a major part of tourism, they're a major part of local employment, and they need this boost, this stimulus. And bear in mind, it's for a very specific period of time. It's until the end of December this year that they need this to get back on their feet and get those people back to work.
And Matt, just in relation to the demand issue, I mean, there's no question about it. When you go back and look at what happened with the VAT reduction in the restaurants in 2011, you know, the consumer went into those restaurants and demanded the VAT reduction. And I have no doubt that that's exactly what will happen in this instance as well.
They might demand it. I don't know if they'll be getting it. But actually, just while before we finish, Padraig Cribbin, how concerned are you at the mounting calls that people are making to not reopen the pubs at all on Monday week and perhaps shut the pub restaurants that have reopened on public health grounds, particularly that younger people are congregating too much inside them or outside them, ignoring social distancing, and that this is going to be a cause of a second wave of COVID-19?
Well, I think the first thing to say, Matt, is that there were 6,830 inspections last weekend, and there are 26 found to be in breach of the guidelines. So I think in that respect, that's a very small number. It's less than a half of 1%. I think the other thing, two things that are important in that respect. The first thing is that if all of the pubs had been open at the same time, it would have taken a lot of pressure off the ones that were open, and you would have even seen a higher level of compliance. And the second thing to say is that the pubs that are not open, they're small rural pubs who don't do food. And essentially what you would be looking at here is the sins of a few in very highly populated areas being used to punish pubs right across in every village and town, really an attack really on those businesses and on those communities in rural Ireland.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Padraig Cribben from the Vintners Federation of Ireland, Una McKinney from Alcohol Action Ireland, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.